Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
It really is sort of getting a little bit concerning and infuriating as well because, you know, I'm in the algorithm of AI. I really believe this is our future. I've told my kids, like, you have really got to focus on AI. This is where the world is going. Fear it, but also understand it. And now you just can't tell sometimes when you are online what is real and what is AI anymore. It's that sophisticated. And you got to remember, we're still in the infant stages of this whole thing.
It's so funny you say that because yesterday I was on Instagram and I came across a profile and I was looking at it and I'm like, is this real? And then I went and I went to the profile and then I started looking at the videos and I'm like, no way. Yeah. And then I kept going and then it got like a little more ridiculous and you could watch, like if you watch the video like hard enough, you could see like a couple of mistakes. And I'm like, oh my God, this entire profile is an AI profile. Nothing about it is real.
I always feel like an idiot when I embed myself in the video and get so caught up and then go to the comments and yep. They're like, okay, y'all is foolish. Yeah. I don't know this is AI.
And the answer is always yes. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
I was telling Hayden and Hollis the other day, I'm like, for me, at least my perspective on this, this is like going from the horse to the car. Like this for your generation right now, you have got to be involved here. You're going to be cruising down the street on a horse when there are cars all around you. And they agreed. It's really, really serious. But not only is it online now, but now it's when you're on the phone, it's so sophisticated. You're not exactly sure if you're talking to a human or not. And it's frustrating. Hey, Cass.
Hey, and that's what I hate about AI, because I feel like they should disclose if it's a person or a computer. And that happened to me recently. So I reached out to like a vendor for some help with some work stuff. A project I was working on, and this guy emails me back. And you know how people sometimes have like their picture in their signature, especially at big companies or what have you. And I look at him and I'm like, oh my God, did I just find Abby's future husband? I mean, he's blonde, but he is hella attractive. And that caught me off guard because I'm like, wait a minute, no human actually looks like this. And it was I felt like one of those AI photos that walked the line between realistic, but something was just kind of off about it. You know what I mean? My senses were pinging. So I'm like, hang on a second. So I typed this man's name into LinkedIn and there he is again, but same profile photo and his like LinkedIn resume is perfect, right? And I'm like, this is not tracking for a 20-year-old white frat boy. But okay. So then I investigate the company and I go look at other people at the company, various people, but with that same background, and they all just look like perfect people. Like if you were to describe what a human looks like to an alien, this is what it would spit out. But in our correspondence, it's not like overly AI, but everything was perfect. The grammar was perfect, which I love. But I'm just like, this is not tracking right with me. Nobody talks like this. Nobody is as perfect as me. Like I'm AI, okay? I'm a human AI and I am detecting other AI. But I think at the end of the day, like when we were talking and hashing out this deal, I was like, well, you know what? Everything's going fine. He's responding quickly. The deliverables are there. So does it really matter if the person you're talking to or emailing with is actually AI or human if the job is getting done the same way? And I just feel some kind of way that I want to know if I'm talking to AI because I feel like an absolute fool.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters if the job is getting done. I was watching a video yesterday of a girl on Instagram and she's like, it's here now. AI can find you a restaurant and it's making the reservation for you. She had both of her hands up. She put in the prompt, which was, hey, I want to be in some neighborhood in New York City. I need a 6 o'clock reservation. Puts her hands up and AI does the entire thing. We're watching it on her screen that AI is going to Yelp. It is giving her suggestions, but it's also clicking on the reservation and it makes the reservation for her. So what difference would that make if it was yours, AI, or somebody else?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, that's AI. Like, you know, you're going to ChatGPT or whoever you're using. And so sitting here, you know, if you've got like your Google Pixel phone and you bring up an AI assistant, then okay, Gemini, make me a reservation. That's fine. But if you're emailing and you think it's a human being and you're talking to them and later you find out it's AI, and it also, you know what it really is? It feels false, like a company is putting up a front. We hired employees, but it's actually chatbots doing the work. And I think that is a decision people should be able to make on their own. If I want to go to ChatGPT, I will do that. But if I'm reaching out to a human company, I want a human.
Well, you know, there was an incident with a company and it was AI that was doing, like, going through, reading through the resumes and doing the hiring. Mm-hmm. And it was a cluster. Like, it did not bode well for this company. But Abby, did you at any point in time, like in the email correspondence, be like, hey, just curious, picking up an AI vibe here, are you a real person or are you AI?
I didn't, because that is also, could you imagine if someone emailed you and asked you that? I would be so insulted. I can call myself AI, but if someone's like, the way you speak seems so fake, I don't think you're human. You're a computer machine.
But
humanity's lacking.
If it's actually AI, do you think that's like offensive to the chatbot? Like, how dare, like, if it's actually an AI little bot, are they like, how dare you pick up on that? Like, it's, it'd
they
be
have
like
emotions
it,
now.
Yeah, know what I mean? Like, do you think you're gonna upset the AI and they're gonna come after us?
I don't want to upset the AI. I'm with you on that.
I'd say no now, but in a couple of years,
I'm with you.
That would be concerning.
That's why concerning. I say please and thank you.
The Burt Show.